Hello, Truth Finders. It's the Ghost. Welcome to Stranger World. If you like the strange and unusual happening in our world told to you in story form, you're in the right place. And if you're new to this channel, please know we have a sister channel. And so we have A Stranger World Than Fiction and They Call Me the Ghost. And we also have our podcasts. Like, subscribe, and join the conversation for all things strange. All right, guys, let's get to the 10 infamously haunted dolls that will murder you. Believe it or not, haunted dolls are not altogether hard to find. Many people list these dolls for sale online along with other haunted objects. What is it exactly about creepy dolls that gets to us so much? Let's look at a few that for most, they agree they do have spiritual energies and powers that come to us from the other side, and that they will affect us in a negative way. First up, let's look at the doll Peggy. She is known to give you chest pain if you have her in your presence. Jane Harris is a leading paranormal investigator in England who deals mostly with exclusive dolls that are known to be haunted. And one day, Jane receives this package and a letter in the mail. The package contains this blonde-haired doll. Now, in the note, the woman said the doll's name was Peggy and that this doll is haunted. Okay. Jane begins a case study on the doll and posted a lot of pictures and disturbing videos of Peggy online even. However, soon after this, she begins to receive letters and emails from people who saw the photos she posted and her videos and claimed that Peggy caused them to experience nausea and intense migraines. One unfortunate woman even suffered a heart attack after just looking at a photo of Peggy. Mediums have reported that the spirit of someone who died in the Holocaust is who dwells within this doll. You can decide if you think a doll like this can have that power. Next up, how about the Janesville doll? During the 1970s, there was a man who lived by himself in Janesville, Minnesota. There was a small square window in the attic that faced the street, and in 1976, this man takes a porcelain doll and he places it in this window. Children start noticing this doll in the attic window and they start to become a little afraid of it, claiming its expression would change as they watched it when they walked by. Over time, the entire town of Janesville believed that this doll was haunted. Some theorized that the man once had a daughter who he had murdered. Afterward, he deeply regretted this decision and placed this doll in the window as a memorial to her. Folks believed that it was her spirit that had transferred itself to the doll. Nobody is quite sure why the doll was placed by the window on that fateful day, which further lends to creepy stories and legends, of course. The truth behind this doll and its paranormal abilities may never really be known. But so the town believed. How about Mandy, the crying doll? Back in 1991, the Quenzel and District Museum received an anonymous donation in the form of this antiquated baby doll. The donor informed them that she could no longer endure hearing this doll cry in the middle of the night. Puzzled, the museum curators included the doll in one of their exhibits against a local psychic's advice. Soon, visitors began to claim that they heard disembodied footsteps in the room where Mandy was kept. Anytime someone attempted to photograph this doll, their cameras would malfunction. And even creepier is the fact that when Mandy had been placed in the same cases with other dolls, the other dolls would be damaged, and they would end up on the floor of where the case was. No one can explain this. And you may or may not believe this one, but how about the haunted Barbie? It is hard to believe, but one of the most haunted dolls in the world is, in fact, a Barbie. During World War I, British-occupied Singapore was once home to a family of German spies. Once discovered, the British chased the family out, and the teenage daughter, she fell from a cliff. The local townspeople built a shrine for this little girl near the cliffside. Fast forward to 2007 when an Australian man starts having these dreams of this dead German girl who guided the man to this local toy store. And once there, she points to this Barbie doll in the display window. Well, the man had this dream 3 nights in a row and he's convinced that it was the German girl from Singapore. So he goes to the toy store, he buys the very doll the girl had pointed to, and he took it over to this girl's shrine. Now, hundreds of people believe the soul of the German girl now lives in this Barbie. Do you? Do you believe this is possible? How about the Italian doll? Now, during the 1920s, there was a girl in Italy that gets this doll. She receives it as a gift. It was primarily made of felt, but had a head covered in real human hair. The girl became inseparable from this doll immediately from getting it. She names it Pupa and prized her above all of her other possessions. As the girl spent more time with Pupa, she began to insist the doll was alive, and she would even talk to her. But this isn't completely uncommon for little girls to talk to their baby dolls. But okay, so life goes on. This girl grows up into a woman, but she keeps the doll all the way until she dies. And that happens in 2005. Her family kept Pupa and placed her in a glass case as a tribute to this woman. The family has said that Pupa does not like to be confined and can be heard knocking on the glass at night because she wants to get out. Occasionally, she likes to sneak out and roam the house as well. So they say. Next up, we have the cursed doll, Joliet. Many years ago, a woman discovered she and her husband were going to have a baby. So great, happy times. Delighted by her good fortune, she shares the news with her best friend. That friend had also been trying to have a baby for a very long time and ended up intensely jealous. The friend acquires this doll with a terrible curse, and she gives it to the pregnant woman as a gift. Well, 9 months later, the woman gives birth to this healthy baby boy, who mysteriously ends up dying only 3 days later. And after the death of her son, the woman began to hear her baby's cries emanating from this crazy doll. A few years later, the woman had a baby girl who grew up and acquired this doll. Her son also dies 3 days later after she's an adult, 3 days after being born. For four generations, the women in the family all had sons, and they all died on their third day of life. And each could hear the sounds of their crying babies come from the doll. Now, as a family passing this doll down generations, would you keep it? If you were living it, do you think you'd see the signs? Many miss them. How about this? The dolls of Satan. During the 1800s, many affluent families lived in New Orleans. One of these families had a daughter who was ready for marriage. The young woman had a secret affair with a boy in town, but was arranged to wed this wealthy Scotsman. When her lover found out, he sought the help of a voodoo queen, Marie Laveau, and I've talked about her before. The girl was married and soon became pregnant, but she did not give birth to an ordinary baby. Instead, she gave birth to this grotesque and deformed monstrosity, someone everyone believed to be the spawn of the devil. The good people of New Orleans began to believe that the baby would wander the city at night and even attack people in the streets. Some began to believe that by carving a likeness of the baby into a gourd and leaving it on the porch, that would protect them from Satan's child. To this day, the devil gourd dolls are still made. Many believe they are cursed objects, courtesy of Marie Laveau. And then, of course, guys, you know this, the real Annabelle doll. We've seen the movies. Many horror fans know about Annabelle from the movie The Conjuring and the movie that was made about her a few years later. But the story of the real Annabelle doll is really quite different. In the 1970s, a young woman named Donna receives this Raggedy Ann doll from her mother. She keeps the doll around her apartment. Well, soon, Donna and her roommate Angie begin to notice that this doll would often change position, or sometimes she'd be found in an entirely different room. The girls decide to call a psychic, who tells them that a girl named Annabelle once died in their apartment complex. Well, saddened by the story, the girls invited Annabelle's spirit to fully transfer itself to the doll. Well, the doll then begins to emit this blood-like substance from its hands. It even attempted to strangle one of their friends. Today, Annabelle lives in Ed and Lorraine Warren's occult museum. Maybe better off there. You have the doll in the abandoned house. Carrie Walton grew up in Wagga Wagga, New South Wales, and there was this abandoned house on the street that Carrie and all of his friends believed was haunted. Well, after Carrie grows up and moves away, he decides to visit his hometown, and he also wants to see that old abandoned house. Well, hidden underneath the floorboards, he finds this historic marionette doll. Intrigued, Carrie puts the doll in his car and begins to drive home. During this drive, though, he hears the doll cry out, "Let me out," and he decides to call it Leda. After Carrie brought Leda home, people would scream and grow extremely uncomfortable whenever they were in the presence of this doll. They started to make appearances on television shows, and one cameraman insisted that the doll turned his head to look at him. Carrie still has Leda and has gone on several Australian television shows with what is now considered one of the most evil dolls in existence. You might want to check that one out. Last up today, I have Robert the Doll. And if you haven't heard of Robert, for a lot of people, this is considered the most haunted doll in the entire world. In 1904, a boy named Robert Eugene Otto receives this doll from the family's maid. Robert, who went by the name Eugene, decided to call the doll Robert. Not long after he gets the doll, Eugene told his parents that the doll destroyed his other toys and that the doll was knocking over furniture during the middle of the night. When Eugene becomes an adult, he moves out of his parents' house and he leaves Robert behind. The house was converted into a bed and breakfast, and the owners said that they even heard Robert moving around at night, and he would often laugh to himself. Today, Robert the Doll lives at Fort East Martello Museum. Rumor has it that the staff routinely receives letters of apology written to Robert by those who acted rude around him when they visited the museum. These dolls might give us a fright while we're watching a movie, but do they really creep you out? Let's all be honest. Would we want one of these creepy dolls in our homes? I, for one, would not. Thank you for listening today, and until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.